Hi, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
Learn with us as we tackle challenges faced by marketing and branding teams in the cannabis industry.
And laugh alongside us as we puff, puff, pass.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
Allegedly, you're supposed to do a clap if you're doing video and audio together and you want them to sync up. You clap so that you know on the video
when to.
I was like, that is so simple. How did I not think of this? But we're new.
I mean,
and we're trying our best here.
Hanging on by a thread.
Wait, okay. So do we clap like into the mic?
I have no idea.
You want to clap and just like...
We can clap.
Start it. We did it. All right. Hope everything's synced now. We'll see what happens when I go back to edit it and it's just complete mess.
Gibberish.
Want to do a podcast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hi there. I am Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
And today we're going to be talking all about the holidays, and that is holidays with a D-A-Z-E at the end, and all the holla deals we're seeing out there.
Or holla don'ts.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll get to it.
Anything and everything. It's happening now.
But first, what you smoking?
I'm smoking this Fifth Age Rosin Cart Iced Out. I have tried every one that I can get my hand on. This is the third one.
Yeah.
They have many more flavors, but I've loved all of them. It's, ice cream cake and garlic icing.
Ooh.
I think. Yeah.
And you like it, huh?
I mean, it's rosin, so it just has a really pure flavor. I mean, it's not like the other one that I had was their Tango Jack was super fruity.
Mm-hmm.
And it like literally smelled like
fruit.
Fruit, and it tasted like it, but it's all like the terps and the...
But does that taste like garlic?
No, okay. it's what I would call petrol-y.
Ooh, look at that throwback.
Because apparently you shouldn't say gassy because it might gross some people out.
Sounds like a fart. Smells like a fart.
Sorry to any of our listeners who were offended by our gassiness.
Yep.
But I love it.
Petrol-y.
I hope I can... They're kind of like running out everywhere. So next time I'm up in Michigan, I will grab another one. I don't know. I've just been really lazy. I've just been smoking my vape pen.
See, if I do a vape all day, not, you know what I mean? Like as my main source, I feel like I just smoke myself sober.
Yes. So you just got to do like, got to take two or three hits.
Got it.
And just
keep level.
Keep level.
Very nice.
You can't like, yeah, you can't get fucking, if you get ripped off of a vape, like that's just going to give you a headache.
Headache. Right.
But
it's funny.
It's a good homeostasis for me.
It's interesting because I would tell you that I don't feel like I am smoking as much. And yet I have a laundry list here.
You do. You have a lot to talk about. While I've just been like live streaming the Eras tour and sitting on my couch, ripping my vape, not even moving like a sloth. Please tell
That's
me more.
Amazing. And I'm just chain smoking joints and cleaning my house, getting ready for holidays.
Yes.
So,
looks great.
That's what I said. I was like, it's the holidays. Everyone's in misery. I don't know, Audrey. What can I say? So anyway, I've got Cap Junkie. I've been doing those because they're the 0.7s and they are the straights. And I feel like it mimics smoking cigarettes and I've been craving that. And I was FaceTiming with friends. And so that's how I like got through that. made me feel like the old days.
The old days.
When I was a cool smoker.
I miss it too. I love those straights just for that. Like you feel like you're smoking a cigarette.
I know. It's so good.
missed the smoking section.
Exactly. And then I've been putting bubble berry for my bong rips.
Ooh.
Those are my, that's my main cleaning one.
Okay.
Because it kind of gets me going and, you know, whatever. I have just smoked and cleaned. That's it. So, then if I'm going to have to be social, I will throw a layer of gummies on that. So always stacking some things.
And gummies then, make me tired.
Do
they make you tired?
It depends. I know which ones do and which ones don't. So I'm not very, I don't experiment during the day with gummies really a whole lot. I do save them for night just in case. Because I do have that trouble sometimes. And then we did microdosing. We went to Va Va Voom at White Rabbit.
Oh. Isn't that, is it cabaret?
It was a burlesque, like, comedy variety show.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
It was very fun. Drag, like, it's so much. And it was a blast. And we had front row tickets. And I was microdosing. And all I kept thinking was, this, he keeps looking at me. And I am just so cheesed smiling at this whole thing happening. Like, I was just, in my head, I was just as entertaining to the MC.
Oh, I'm
just
sure.
Just by the look on my face.
I'm sure.
Completely glazed over.
I love that.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's, I've been, but I would also, I don't feel like it's, I've been smoking as many quantity, as much quantity, I guess. So, I think it's more variety, but not as much quantity.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, that sounds like you had a fun little weekend.
I or have. Week.
I don't know. What day is it?
I don't know.
It's Monday.
Sure.
We don't usually record on Mondays, so.
Right. So, yeah. So anyways, that's what I've been smoking, but.
And we smoked a Jeter right before this.
That's right. Duh. Yes. And then I have these baby Jeter Tropicanas. I did rip right through those.
I did a blind taste test and I could not tell anything
about
it.
Would you be able to tell me what a sugar plum tastes like?
That's true. I would not have guessed that.
It tastes like, sugar plums.
That's the notes that I'm getting.
Right.
I don't know what Tropicana was supposed to, I'm sure, like tropical. I mean, it was a very beautiful little... They're cute little guys. Like
they're super cute, but I don't think that it tastes, in my head, I would have expected more of like a Trop cookies, and it didn't taste like that to me either.
Mm. Yeah. But it just kind of tastes a little harsh, but.
Yeah, could be. Anyway.
It's got a lot of stuff going on in there, so it's not going to be your smoothest smoke.
No, that's true. Anyways, so that's what I've been smoking, but. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, are you ready to hear our highest thoughts?
I'm ready.
Okay. We don't really, I realized this when I did my listens the last week. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
We've just kind of started rolling in. We should probably explain a little bit more of what it is.
Ideas. Yes.
It's where we investigate. Grand ideas and inspiration and stuff that we stumble upon after getting Stony Tony. Sometimes I texted you one too this weekend. So
I've already forgotten what it is.
Same. That's why I texted it.
There's anyway. A record of it somewhere. I have a cleaning hack kind of in the same vein of like the cleaning spirit for the holidays, you know, getting everything ready for gatherings and such. So I did something recently, and this is so like nerdy, but you love to be like, you would probably love vacuuming like I do. Like, it's just so satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite activities, and it's a good workout. So
it is.
I love it. I don't know about y'all. Anyway, so if you take some essential oil and then like drop it on a paper towel, or if you want to be a little bit more eco-friendly, use like a reusable paper towel and then stick it up in your vacuum. And then when you vacuum over carpet, it smells
amazing.
Like that oil instead of like when it kicks up all the like, at least for me, the dog hair and shit. Like,
right.
But
that's a great idea.
And it just smells your whole house up.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I used to put like drops of lavender on cotton balls and put them in my vacuum bags.
Yes.
And it does.
Same concept.
It's so awesome. Great idea. Great hack. And then you get a workout when you start vacuuming.
I know. I secretly love it. Like, I could vacuum all the time. Yeah. It's so satisfying. Like, when you get a good, like, the crinkle in there. Like, you get a good bunch of shit in there.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Anyway. Well, I love that idea.
What's your idea?
The Golden Girls theme song is whack. So,
explain.
Of course I didn't do it. I'm going to have to pull it up. Hold on. Stand by. Fine.
Clap again for cutting. You have to sing it now.
That's not going to happen. And I totally – hold on. Here it is. I have it. So, recently – I have stumbled upon Golden Girls on Hulu, and it's become my, like, nighttime watch if I can't sleep or something like that. It's amazing. So anyway, it does not have skip intro on Hulu. It does not let you do it. So you have to hear the song over and over again. I can, like, hear, like, the beat in my head normally, and, like, you get it, and it's cute, whatever. But I'm going to read this to you.
You dug a little deeper and found
because
some
I
craziness.
Couldn't. I was like, "Did I hear that right?" And this is why. This is the theme song. Thank you for being a friend. Everybody knows that line.
Yep, got it.
Driving down the road and back again. Mm-hmm. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Ooh.
This is where we go off track. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, "Thank you for being a friend."
Aw.
It's just, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just have never, everybody knows the thank you for being a friend, but
yeah.
Throwing a party in the card, it's just... It was an interesting one. I'm just saying. I thought it was an interesting theme song, and that was my idea. And that song is whack. So that's
what,
it.
We should make a replacement song.
I will let you do that because you could do that.
I actually don't. Like, I've never watched Golden Girls. I mean, I know of it. I know what it is. But I've never, like, actually watched an episode.
I mean, it's
I'm trying
great,
to like, sing it in my head.
It's great late night, like, can't sleep TV for sure.
I'll have to check it out.
But I wish I could skip the intro because I'm now like a few seasons in, and you got to figure these are like 20 episodes a season. So, like, I've just heard the song over and over again.
Hulu, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Let us skip it. Is it Hulu? Is that the who we call?
Yes. Yes, that's who we call. Right on top of that.
Please let her skip the intro.
It is too much for me.
It's too much. We're too high.
Who's throwing parties and giving cards saying you're a pal and a confidant?
I mean, those golden gals.
Those golden gals back in the stationary age.
They were having a time. Also, weren't they supposed to be like 40 in that show? And they look like they're like 70.
I think they were supposed to be, I would have said 50s, but still looked way older.
Yeah. They looked like grandmas.
Well, because this is what I do is I do a deep dive on Golden Girls now. Oh. And then come to find out the mom on the show, Sophie, she was actually a couple months younger than one of the other gals.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I got high. I watched Golden Girls. The theme song's whack. And here's my idea.
I love it. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk all about the holidays.
Holidays.
Thank you for being a friend.
I mean, it threw me when it was like, and if you threw a party. What? Okay. Anyways.
It's
Black
the
Friday sales data from Headset. That's what the notes say. That is not what I'm delivering.
Oh. Oh, no.
I wanted to, but they didn't have info that was recent. It was from 2021 or something, I think. And I'm like, well, or 2020, I don't know.
That doesn't
It's a lifetime
us.
Ago.
Yeah, 2021. That was 10 years ago in the cannabis industry. So it's not reliable data anymore.
Right. So Google searched it. And I did come up with a couple of things.
What did we find? What's happening?
Well, excuse me. Basically what I found was just, I have an article from Trees and an article from Dutchie, both of which are POS systems. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of with like tips and tricks for planning for the holidays. And then I figured we could look at some of the deals we've come across. But
I love it.
It says use past trends to predict demand. So this is from the Trees article. They have a set of four things. So use past trends to predict demand, create product bundles and bulk deals, which I think we see that a lot already in Michigan. So that makes sense. Set up a holiday season catalog, which I thought was a great idea. Like, but the amount of time though, you have to have it printed and you have to
You got to know those deals far in advance.
Yes.
But that would be cool.
I know. It made me think back of like,
I love an analog. My mom, like I was literally, we were just at her Thanksgiving and she has out like all of her magazines and she still goes through and like buys stuff in a magazine.
Like the JCPenney catalog?
Like, maybe not JCPenney, but just other random stuff. And I'm like, this is so old school. Like, remember when we had to do that? But like, I kind of want to bring that back.
I mean,
shop,
I still get
shop sent, your weed in a catalog.
Shop your weed in a catalog. Yeah. I definitely, when I get like sent the stuff from like, I get stuff from Amazon or whatever, but it's all the kid toys. I look through it still to look for like gifts for my niece and stuff, but otherwise I don't look around. But I think that it would be shop for your weed with a catalog.
Wouldn't that be fun?
A direct mail piece.
Yeah. I got call in this number. It's toll free.
That sounds like like a 1-900 number. We swear it'll be great.
Did that happen in the 90s? With everything was like, call, toll free.
Right. No, you're right.
How many tolls were there back then?
Right. Well, I mean, on those landlines, they were paying lots of it, right? Damn. I don't know. Well, probably not. You just, at the time, couldn't fathom paying the phone bills that we now pay.
That's true. And we don't blink an eye.
Right. But anyway.
What else is going on? What
set up
should we do?
Different deals and discounts. Duh. Wow. I mean, where are we going with this, Trees? Like, all right. So then we'll see if Dutchie did any better.
Okay.
The one I so holiday offer discounts, leverage the power of a flash sale, which I think is a great idea. Like a happy hour or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Exclusive discounts to gift card redeemers in January, which I think that's always been a great idea. Like, and I see that a lot in retail. Like, I know I can say specifically the shoe store back home, like in a lot of places, it'll be like buy $100, get an extra 25 for later or whatever in January or something.
Oh yeah.
So it's good. It gets them back in the store.
Yeah.
Make stocking stuffer bundles with your top products. So
cute.
Yeah, I like that, which once again, it's just a bundle, but you could, it's a way to market it.
Yeah. That.
And then a gift guide again. So, and bundled gifts. Everybody's on the bundle.
I'm like all like gift guides are all over social media. Like that is such a thing that people are interested in. And I click through. I read all of them. I'm like, yeah,
so
we'll see.
I think a gift guide you could probably do easier than a like the other catalog.
Yeah. Something digital that doesn't, you know, cost a lot of money and you can gate it. Ooh, gated content.
It's gated. Exactly. Right? Yeah. I like that. Anyway.
Those are some good ideas from Dutchie and what was the other one? Trees?
Trees. Well, I'll link them in the episode. But, yeah. You know, Green Wednesday, second busiest day in cannabis, I think.
Wild.
And last year, I think I saw last year it actually surpassed 420 sales, like nationally maybe.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Like, that's so quickly happened. Like,
right.
All of a sudden, it's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Black Friday. It's just, it is going straight retail.
Right. I mean, it's...
Well, it's not... We don't even wait till Friday. The stoners are like, no, we need this before Thanksgiving.
Right. You got to prepare. You got to have, like, all your weed ready to go. Like, you got to have a joint, like, ready for the cool cousins when they come over.
Right.
Like, you got to be prepped. You got to have your shit together.
Yes. 100%.
So take advantage of all the deals.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot more happening. Well, we went into this episode thinking that we were going to, like, go on Weed Maps and be like... Look at all these deals happening on, because this is the week of Thanksgiving. We're recording this a little bit in advance, but there's only a few, really.
Yeah, there wasn't much. I mean, I expected to see more, and I was kind of shocked. It didn't. There was nothing like on Weedmaps that shocked me so far.
No.
I can pull up.
Yeah, let's see what's happening.
Give me a city.
Oh, man.
We could look. We should go somewhere. We looked in areas we know about. Let's look in Detroit.
Yeah. Good call. We are looking in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, shocker. Well, Jars.
I can't even read it.
House of Dank.
50. I just see 50% off. That's a good hook.
Yeah.
That got me.
Buy more, save more for exclusive. Leaf and Bud. PV gummies, nothing. That's feast on Friendsgiving savings from Jars. Get baked, gobble up a dank deal. Ooh, good tagline.
That got me. That got me. And it says 50% off on the side. That's all I need to see. And I'm like, shop now, baby.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I kind of, we'll go to featured deals and see what they've got going. I just, in my head, this one, the top deal is from Cloud, but it's not Thanksgiving themed.
Well, I can't really read it. I'm too far away.
Yeah. I mean, well, and there's no reason to.
Yeah. If you've ever been on Weed Maps, you probably know what we're talking about. The ads are just, I mean, it's a contest to see how much you can cram in there.
Right.
Still make it legible. Most of them are not legible. And the ones that stand out are the ones that are super simple and that just, there's one thing going strong, like right. That 50% off. That's all I needed to know. And right. Now I'm going to be on your page.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening there. So, but yeah, I kind of expected to see, I do remember, maybe it's Christmas that we were getting the more magazine flyers and was it?
Maybe
Levels that did it last year. Jars, maybe. I don't know.
Levels has sent out, and I do. I have it like in my desk as like a just inspiration that we find out in the wild. But it was huge. It was like 8.5 by 11, like fold out, like
pages.
Yeah, just pages of deals. It's like this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But they started repeating themselves. That's the thing. We did figure that out. They were like. The same deal was on there a few different times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was not proofed very well, but sounds like it did the trick. Yeah, I mean.
Right.
I'm sure people went in there because of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the Abercrombie model of like so much in your face, loud, so, music.
Yes.
Loud, so music. You heard that, right? Music's so loud and it's like you're so distracted that you just buy something.
Yes.
And that gives me so much anxiety, and that's not who I am. And like as a shopper at all,
same.
Can't stand it. I know it attracts people, but like from it, it's too much anxiety. Like,
no, but especially with like cannabis, like I just feel like there needs to be a little bit more care taken for, people that may be, I don't know, the first time I ever visited a dispensary, I was like, oh God, I don't know. And they like didn't tell me anything. So,
right.
I just was like, chocolate? ? And they're like, here you go, ma'am. Right. That'll be $50.
Yeah, for your chocolate bar.
In nice. Fucking Frisco, Colorado.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, the amount of money that we used to spend. Because I was on the vape pen kick forever. Because like as soon as you could get them in Colorado. And they were so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. So... What do you think? Retail versus weed retail?
I don't think weed has quite caught up to regular retail. Like, because, I mean, I got texts about Black Friday deals starting now, or, you know, all week long deals, whatever, from other places, but not a lot of weed stuff today.
Yeah.
So maybe we're not super commercialized yet.
Well, it's interesting, as I think Thanksgiving too is a time of like, does everybody just know like Green Wednesday? Like, is it going to be 420 to where like people just shop, like they just hit all of the dispensaries to get their stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely going that way.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I mean, at least in Michigan, it's a race to the bottom.
Right.
With everything.
Yeah.
Still happening. So people are still going to be fighting for market share and trying to like outdo each other on like the craziest deals that they can run.
Right.
Have you gotten any like Black Friday sale texts or notifications this week yet?
I did. Where's my phone? I didn't. I don't think I opened it. Let's see.
I'm
happy
like,
holiday week. From Pure Options.
Oh.
And then Timber.
Anyway. I got a couple notification deals for like this dress company called Lulu's that I like buy like dresses for weddings and stuff there. And then NYX, the underwear company.
Oh, I got one from my luggage company, Monos.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I fall for it every time. Like if it's like 35% and above, I'm clicking on it. I am shopping.
Yeah, mine don't do that much. And mine totally like are always going to be like up to like it's always Monos. It's always up to 30% off. And then mine is never that. And so I'm like, oh, you got me to look. But here we are.
Well, I don't love the commercialization of the weed industry, but it is the truth of being in like just the way that it's set up, at least in Michigan, for like, you know, people fighting for that last dollar. And
well,
it's always
off of
that
Croptober and everybody's looking for sales and
yeah,
you know, kicking off the holidays, you want to have a strong finish to your year. So that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's funny because earlier this week, do you mind scrolling down a little bit so I can see this? Oh, I could have done that. Jesus Christ. Here. So coming off of that, I follow this guy, Chris Becker, on Twitter, and he works for Honeybee. I should have like put down what his actual title is, but I think they're out of the on the West Coast. Damn, sorry, Chris, I'm fucking this up. But anyway, they do like eco-friendly cannabis products, and they like help build community wealth. Like they're really awesome. They do these cool pre-roll tins that like super colorful, like retro looking. So I followed him on Twitter for a while and always love his thoughts on the cannabis industry. And he posted recently that the weed marketers trying to make Green Wednesday, in quotes, a thing can go straight to hell.
Right.
And I was like, damn, he's right. It's like so like commercialized and whatever. But I'm like, at the same time as a marketer, I'm like, this is, you know, golden opportunities for sales here or whatever.
Right.
And then it's funny. So then 4 days later after he posted that, he posted a follow up and said, I was talking all that shit about Green Wednesday, but then used it to run a wholesale promotion today. And several stores made their biggest orders ever.
Right.
Like, and it's the meme of Jim Halpert with like the mustache on, like slowly moving back in his car seat to like get out of sight. So
right.
I just thought that was funny because, you know,
oh my gosh.
It's such a double-edged sword, you know, like it's.
How many times have we been like, we're not doing this. And then 6 months later, we're like, and here we are. just get ready. Yeah.
I know.
So
I've like broken so many like design rules of my own lately just with. It's just there's a lot going on in the cannabis industry, and to keep up, you gotta be real flashy, and you gotta get people's attention.
Right,
you gotta get their attention somehow,
and it changes so fast and moves so fast.
Yeah,
so
it's
right,
always a puzzle. So what the fuck do people want anyway? Right. But jumping off of Chris's tweets, I thought we would do, so for Puffer Pass today, that we would do Green Wednesday.
Okay.
So Puffer Pass is where we battle it out to determine what cannabis trends are in and which ones are out. So if we pass, that means we like it. Wait, no, shit. Fuck. Redo. If we puff, that means we like it. And if we pass, that means we're not into it. So we are going to be lighting up Green Wednesday this week.
Yeah. It's a toughie.
It's a toughie.
Because I don't get to partake in it. I don't. If I was in a legal state, I would probably be all for it.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
And even, like, honestly, as a, like, my job is to drive traffic. So, like, I do get excited about, like, getting a whole new, like, a campaign out that's, like, more high impact and, like, bigger mm-hmm. budgets go through it and stuff like that. So I think that I am puffing on it.
I am so nervous. I guess I'm puffing on it too. Like, from a marketing perspective, it is really fun to, like, figure out what works and, like, what yeah. resonates with people.
Right.
So I'm like, I like figuring that out. But in a sense where, you know, the commercialization and all that and, like, our culture of, like, buy, buy, buy and, like, waste, waste, waste as I'm holding this plastic. I know I'm not innocent in any of this. I'm
right.
Like, you know, this is a disposable plastic vape pen. But there's the hippie part of me that's like,
right,
man, everybody should just have free weed. You know, it's a plant. Let us grow it.
That's I understood.
But as a marketer, I'm like, yeah,
right.
Driving traffic.
Yeah. Agreed. So I mean, I really wish I could partake in it more because I think that there is some good stuff out there and, you know, I think that it's neat that people are showing up to share cannabis with their families.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like Green Wednesday is, I know Thanksgiving is such a family oriented thing. Like a lot of people, like we talked about last episode, are now like sharing cannabis with their families and like having that connection. And that's what it's all about. And if, you know, you can get it for a few dollars cheaper,
right?
Why not?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, then let's go puff on Green Wednesday.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
If you like what you heard today, please tell all your friends and rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon.
Follow us on Instagram at The Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or head to our website at I don't know why I need the W's. You don't. TheDevil'sLettuceLadies.com.
You need www.
That's why I like saying it.
People gotta know it's W's.
The interwebs.
Until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.